In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This reading from Matthew's Gospel is rather unexpected when we are celebrating marriage. It's not an easy reading to listen to. Jesus is talking about unfaithfulness and divorce. But that was a passage set for today, and we must make of it what we can. The first thing to say is that it would be a mistake to say, aha, some more rules and regulations, instructions for us to obey to the letter. Because the Bible is not that sort of book. As often as not, it gives us the bigger picture. If you live by rules and commandments, then be careful, because the more strictly you apply them, the more you will find yourself in an impossible situation. You can hate yourself into a corner. In the Old Testament, the unfaithful wife or husband is used as an example to show what it is like when people are unfaithful to God. Jesus gives us other examples. He says, it's not the really bad things like murder, because after all, 99% of us are not likely to kill anyone. But we can damage other people. For instance, by saying unkind things about them or to them, or making promises that we don't mean to keep. I wonder if anyone remembers this word. Wizzywig. Anyone remember what that is?
What you see is what you get.
What you see is what you get. Some time ago, computers weren't as good as they are now, so you'd see something on the screen, but when you press the printer button, it didn't come out like what it was on the screen. And then someone came up with a clever idea that what you saw on the screen would be how it would come out on your printer. So what you see on the screen is what you get on the printer. WYSIWYG. What you see is what you get. Jesus says that should apply to us too. If you say yes, he says, make sure you mean yes, not yeah, or yes but, or yes when it suits me. So what Jesus is teaching his disciples is that it is very important to be open and honest. For many of us, making those promises at our wedding is the biggest occasion when we need to be sure that we mean what we say. God is faithful to us, and we can trust his promises no matter what. And so, in return, our motto should be WYSIWYG, spelt slightly differently. What I say is what you get. As advice to marriage and the rest of us.